Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining Small Caps Investment Research. We certainly have an exciting interview scheduled for you today, as we'll be speaking with Mr. Niko Kakos, the President and CEO of Blue Sky Uranium Corp. Blue Sky Uranium is a leader in uranium discovery in Argentina. It is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under ticker symbol BSK. Niko, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you very much for having me on your program.
Okay, terrific. Since this is our initial interview, can you give us an introduction of Blue Sky Uranium along with an overview of where your current projects are located?
Well, Blue Sky Uranium is an exploration company that has made a very significant uranium discovery in southern part of Argentina. This is a very significant uranium discovery for two reasons. One, it has the potential to grow dramatically and become a truly world-class uranium discovery. And second of all, because of the way in the geological environment, the way that it is situated, it has also the potential to become one of the lowest cost discovery.
Terrific. Now, although Blue Sky Uranium owns several properties, we can safely say that Amarillo Grande is your most advanced one. Can you first tell us a bit about its history?
Well, Amarillo Grande is a very large package of properties in southern Argentina. From north to south, it extends almost 140 kilometers long and about 50 kilometers wide. It's over 260,000 hectares. And the history there, we've been working on that region of southern Argentina, I guess, since 2006, 2007. So we've been at it for quite some time. The grassroots discovery that Blue Sky has made, and currently it stands as the largest and most significant discovery in Argentina in the last half century.
Terrific. Now, the project already has a very attractive mineral resource, right?
That's right. We just, only a few months ago, we announced our initial resource on it, just over 19 million pounds of uranium and about 10 million pounds of vanadium. But what is exciting about this project is this is just the initial deposit, and the current work that we have ongoing right now points to all indications that this is going to grow significantly.
Now, the true beauty is that this resource is based on just one area, while there are several more interesting targets on the property. Can you shed some light on that?
Yes. Like I said earlier, this project is 140 kilometers by 50 kilometers, and the deposit that we initially announced is over a small region in a 3 by 2 kilometer area. So we know that this entire long mineralized trend has uranium occurrences that we've been able to detect through drilling programs in the past, and it has the potential to yield multiple uranium and vanadium discoveries.
And the Ivana deposit on which the resource is based, is that open for expansion as well?
Absolutely. Just the last few weeks, we announced the results of a step-out drilling program, and we got very good results coming back. So there's all indication that this deposit is expanding. And as we step out further, even further away, we are getting some very positive indications. So we feel very confident that we'll be able to expand the Ivana deposit.
Well, that's great to hear. Now, the plan is to use the so-called in-situ mining process to extract the uranium. Can you explain that process to us?
Well, it's a very, very simple process. The environment where our uranium projects are found is a very flat-lying region of southern Argentina and Patagonia, very sparsely populated. In fact, the population density there, I believe, is less than some areas in Siberia. So it's an ideal situation. It's very arid, very dry. The ground itself is unconsolidated, which means we can just use a digger and scoop it up. There's no blasting required. Everything gets laid onto a leach pad, and then you apply the necessary chemicals and extract the uranium from it.
In addition to uranium, you also report a vanadium content. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, I'd love to. The vanadium content has been the real game changer here for us at Blue Sky. We've known that vanadium has always occurred with uranium throughout the entire project of Amarillo Grande. But in the past, the price of vanadium was, you know, $4 or $5 a pound. And it was always a nice economic kicker, so to speak, for adding some additional value to this project. But recently, we've seen the price of vanadium today, I believe, closed over $28 a pound, which is even higher than uranium. So when we have a project like Arivana where there's a one-to-one of uranium and vanadium, it's almost like doubling your economics on that one deposit alone. And then there are other targets where we're seeing vanadium on a 5-to-1 to uranium. So there, you know, this is a very large project. There's a lot of work for us, and the potential to find additional large deposits with uranium and now the vanadium content in it is absolutely exceptional.
And as a final question about Amarillo Grande, where do you see the project 12 months from now?
Next 12 months is a very important phase for Amarillo Grande and for Blue Sky. Right now, what we're working on is a preliminary economic analysis, and we hope to have that out in the next couple of months. This PEA will give us and the investing public shareholders a view and an understanding of the economics of the Ivana deposit. What we like to see, we're trying to identify that this project is low cost and can make money now. And this is what the PEA will indicate. Subsequent to that, we will be moving the project towards a pre-feasibility phase and begin the process of permitting and developing the necessary infrastructure. We'd like to put this into production.
The past few months, we've seen a steady rise of the uranium price. What's the outlook like for the coming years?
In the coming years, you know, analysts and uranium experts are all forecasting that there will be a uranium deficit. So that speaks very positively, because that, if that does occur, then the price of uranium will go up. And I believe that the current price rise is reflective of that. Uranium is a indispensable source of fuel. It is efficient. It is safe. It has no carbon footprint. And in view of our global warming environment and our increasing need for a reliable and safe source of energy, we have no better alternative than uranium. And we're going to see that continue to be increasing around the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we mentioned before, the Amarillo Grande project is located in Argentina. Could you give some color on the South American country? For example, what makes Argentina attractive for mining, and how are the country's mining laws?
Well, our management team, managed through the Grosso Group, have been active in Argentina for the last 25 years. We've got a lot of expertise in that country. And it's what's interesting about Argentina, it's a very large country, the eighth largest in the world, and until 25 years ago had seen virtually no mining exploration, which means that large parts of the country remain unexplored, and there are some very obvious deposits for the finding. And a case in point is uranium is very much underexplored, and you know, this discovery, I think, highlights that. This is, we believe, a new district of uranium that we've discovered in southern Argentina. It's in the province of Rio Negro. Argentina has a nascent nuclear industry. They've got three nuclear reactors right now. And in the province of Rio Negro, in fact, they manufacture and export small mobile nuclear reactors. So there is a nuclear industry there, and we're working and collaborating very closely with them. So Argentina's needs for uranium right now are being imported about 500,000 pounds a year, and that demand in Argentina is expected to double in the next year or two. And Blue Sky, we're trying to position the company to be able to supply that to uranium output to Argentina, and then hopefully be in a position to be net exporters as well.
Okay, that's good to know. And what can you tell us about Blue Sky Uranium's financing activities and its significant shareholders?
Well, Blue Sky Uranium has so far been funded largely by management and the management's close friends and associates. The company right now is more than 50% owned by a very tight-knit group of business associates, and we've got enough funding right now to complete the preliminary economic analysis, which is due in the next couple of months. And subsequent to that, then, depending how we put the what the results are like and how the market reacts, we'll be raising additional funds to go forward in the pre-feasibility and feasibility stage of this project.
Okay, fantastic. And what should we know about the company's management team and other key people at Blue Sky Uranium?
Well, there's two things I think that's important to highlight is, number one, we are expert explorers. We have, and we're also, the second thing is that we're experts in Argentina. Blue Sky's management team is managed by the Grosso Group. Grosso Group is an award-winning management team with over a quarter century of expertise in Argentina, and have made four discoveries, including Amarillo Grande. And second thing is, you know, I like to speak to the high caliber of our team. Our exploration vice president, Guillermo Pensado, who just recently received the Explorer of the Year award in Argentina, awarded by his peers. And I believe that speaks very highly, not just for Guillermo, who we're very proud of, but the entire team that works with them. With good people, you can do great things, and that's something that we truly believe in.
Now, Nico, to wrap this up, can you summarize the key points of interest of Blue Sky Uranium and tell us why investors should consider the company today?
Yes, I'd love to do that. Money is made when you buy things low and then you sell things high. Blue Sky Uranium, we have been working on this for many years. We have a very significant deposit, the most significant discovery in uranium in Argentina in the last half century, and we know that this is going to grow. What we believe we have on hand is a brand new world-class, low-cost uranium district, uranium and vanadium district in southern Argentina. And we're very proud and excited to have this. And what the second thing is, the timing of this. It could not be better. This is all coming together in a time of rising uranium and vanadium prices. And we think that shareholders and investors will be very well rewarded for being positioned at an early stage like we are now.
Excellent. Nico, thank you for taking the time to help us get to know your company better. All the best to you and Blue Sky Uranium, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
I do too. Thank you very much.